the Mad Men DVD review.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Ben. How you doing?
I just appeared.
I don't know.
With the sting.
Yeah, with the sting, he just, boom, there he is.
Mm-hmm. Summoned like an ancient demon.
Summoned like an ancient DVD reviewing demon.
The best kind of demon.
The only kind of demon in my books. Hey, Ben, you little demon, what are you reviewing for us today?
Today, we're talking about Mistaken for Strangers, a 2013 music documentary about a band called The National, which you may have heard of, quite big in the indie rock post-punk. My brother described to me the genre of it. What do you think of The National?
On the IMDb thing, it says rock and roll band. So we'll go with that.
Rock and roll.
To me, The National, I mean, to be honest, I'm not a big fan.
Have people been using in roll since like the 50s?
Well, and roll, yeah.
When did the roll?
So rock and roll, to rock and roll was a euphemism to fornicate, you know?
So, interesting.
So when it came about, the old rock and roll, it was like the devil's music, you know, and now it's just become whatever.
But in the 70s, didn't it just come rock?
People just started
saying rock.
That's true, yeah. Rock and roll kind of became old-timey. Bill Haley and the Comets kind of thing. And then it's like the Rolling Stones were like, no, we're rock.
I wouldn't call The National a rock and roll band because they're not very...
Sick burn.
No, they're a bit mellow.
Yeah, they are mellow, yeah.
Anyway, the movie is by Tom Berenger, who is the brother of the lead singer of The National, Matt. So Matt and Tom are being brothers growing up together. Matt is the older brother who has been struggling for a number of years in his band, releasing 10 albums or something. He's been in there for a decade, toiling away, touring, and the band is now finally meeting some mainstream success, and their shows are getting huge, and they're getting to play with the president. So they're a big deal. And Matt is his younger, perhaps artier, well, they're both artistic, but more confused, a bit lazy. It's a classic kind of relationship of the brother living in his older brother's shadow, more successful. And so the older brother, Matt, invites this Tom to come follow him as a roadie. And he can bring along his camera because he's into filmmaking, and he can film the band and also help out with just setting things up. So the movie is a very freeform kind of... It starts off very like low-key with just him playing around with the camera, following the band around, and it begins to evolve into this bizarre art piece about the making of the movie itself, because basically he neglects his duties, Tom, the filmmaker.
Classic.
Continually just like fucks up, ruins the band.
I mean, from my experience of touring bands, like, there's no time for that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, nobody in the big road crew can deal with the dude walking around with his camera when they got a loadout at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a point in the movie where he asks his brother, like, oh, people are treating me so badly. I feel like they're disliking me because they think I was only hired because I'm your brother. And Matt is like, you were only hired because you're my brother. It's a little painful, and I have to admit, it's quite a cringy watch, if you know what I mean. If you're not a fan of like social embarrassment and kind of uncomfortable situations, you know, if you don't like watching The Office, Veep, any British comedy.
So is it an interesting film, or is it just this strange dynamic that this guy, you know, because if he's schlubby enough to get a job without realizing that he got the job because he's the dude's brother, is he also schlubby enough to make a movie that's not really worth watching?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. This movie kind of had to win me over because I'm not usually a fan of music documentaries. I mean, they're great if you love the fan, if you love the band, and if you do love the band, that's great. But it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, and it's like the ceiling is low for an entertaining piece, but you're not gonna transcend it and create something new. And luckily, this movie is not much of a music documentary. It's almost more of a buddy comedy, because it's about the dynamic between Tom and Matt, and it goes into their childhood growing up and how they related, and probes their relationship nowadays, and how the filmmaker Tom is quite frustrated and depressed at his continual failures, and Matt is demeaning but also supportive. It's quite relatable, I guess. It's beautiful. It did win me over.
Okay.
It did win me over.
All right. So you don't have to like The National. Are you a National fan?
No, I didn't know anything about The National, and I still really don't. It didn't go much into it. You heard their music. It went through one ear and out the other. I don't know if how it was treated in the movie, or perhaps the music they made. If you're into The National, you'll probably be a bit disappointed by the movie, because it's a cold, hard look, and not everybody in the movie comes off great, and there's not much music in it.
Are they jerks?
But if you're into movies...
That's the question I have, you know.
No one's a jerk, okay. Really. Everyone's just coming from different points of view. It's a great movie. It's not a music documentary.
Right.
That's almost misleading to say that. It's a buddy comedy. It's about family, really. At its heart, it's about family.
Okay, so it's a caper, or whatever. It's kind of a human caper. Should we say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it, and you'll enjoy it more if you're a fan of The National. Should we say that? Or maybe less?
I would almost say equal.
Equal. You'll enjoy it equal if you're a fan of The National. And you know what? Funnily enough, we actually have this DVD as a prize to give away.
What? We have a giveaway?
We've got a giveaway, young man. We have a giveaway. We did text messages last week, so why don't we do a phone call this week? Are you into that, Ben?
Do I have to participate in the phone call?
You have to participate in the phone call, yes.
Okay.
All right, so give us a call on 309-3879. Oh, somebody just texted me and said, it's a great, super interesting film, and The National are playing here in 4 weeks. Benny G.
Wow, we planned that.
We did plan that. Benny G is obviously a fan of The National. And if you too are a fan of The National, give us a call on 09-309-3879. And I will put you on the air and ask you some strange questions to try and give you this DVD. What do you think about that?
Are you a fan of The National, Sam?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a fan of The National, but that doesn't mean that they're a bad band, you know?
No, they come off... The people don't come off that well, but the music comes off well. They put a lot of effort into it, you see. They try hard.
What I'm a fan of is that they have developed their career. You know what I mean? They didn't just do one good album and then fade away into the distance. They kind of been building up.
Yeah, you know? And the movie is about the artistic struggle, which Tom is kind of going through making a documentary, and is mirrored in Matt talking about the struggle of his band and how he would just come home crying after gigs didn't go well and nobody showed up.
Wait, Matt would come home crying from the gigs?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing that makes me not like the band, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. Not everyone gets to be a rock and roll star, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're not Bono, deal with it, you know what I mean?
I think it'd be demeaning if you put, like, a whole album out and no one cared, and you'd been doing it for a number of years and people still weren't caring, and then all of a sudden they did start caring. Yeah. That would be nice as well.
Well, you know what? We're funnily enough, we're experiencing that same sensation right now, because no one is calling in after this DVD bit. So, strangely, we can relate.
I feel like the phone call is a bit of a barrier, and
no one wants to hear themselves.
The text messages are okay, let's comfortable,
go for the,
low.
Let's go for the text message then. Give us a text on 5395 and tell us you want this DVD, and we'll just pick somebody who entertains us. Give us an anecdote. That's all we ask.
tell us what you think of The National.
Yeah. This is Ben Pen with Spear Hobby. That was
the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Animus.